You're listening to Sabah Muslim on Radio Islam International. South African Nobel Peace Laureate Desmond Tutu has nominated a jailed Palestinian leader for the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize. The Arch, as he is affectionately known, was himself awarded the prize in 1994 for what the Nobel Committee described as his role as a unifying leader figure in the campaign to resolve the problems of apartheid in South Africa. He made the nomination of Marwan Barghouti, who is also known as the Palestinian Mandela, and elected to the committee last week. The campaign has been launched for his freedom from former President Mandela's Robben Island has been launched for his freedom, and for this has come also the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation has been involved in this. The Ahmed Kathrada Foundation has welcomed the nomination, and we speak to the organization's spokesperson Zakir Abadi this morning. Zakir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Why the support for the call for the Nobel Peace Prize for Marwan Barghouti?
There certainly was support for it. I think we've seen various civil society organizations coming out in support of Tutu's nomination. From the Kathrada Foundation side, we are fully backing his call. We think that someone of Tutu's caliber making this call is particularly important, and it highlights not only the leadership of Marwan Barghouti, his standing in the international community, but it also puts Israel's occupation back in the spotlight, and it highlights the plights of thousands of Palestinians who are currently serving terms in Israeli jails. So we are definitely welcoming the call, and we are calling on all peace-loving people in South Africa, all people who have supported democracy, human rights, freedom over apartheid and oppression, to come out and support Tutu's nomination as well.
What are the similarities between Barghouti and former President Nelson Mandela with regards to the fight for freedom for the people?
There's numerous similarities. One is that Marwan Barghouti has been sentenced, like Nelson Mandela, to a lifetime in prison. In 2002, he was abducted from his home by the Israeli occupation forces. He was taken through a military court process, and very much like Mandela, in his court case, he didn't testify, he kept silent throughout the case, and at the end he gave a four-hour speech where he highlighted the role of Israel's occupation, what it had done to Palestinian people, and then thereafter he was sentenced to a lifetime in prison. Like Mandela, Marwan Barghouti is also a very grassroots leader, he has mass appeal, and again, like Mandela, he's a very unifying factor in Palestine. So Marwan Barghouti is responsible for drafting a unity document from within prison that calls for unity amongst all Palestinian factions. And once again, like Mandela, he's one of the few people in Palestine currently that have the capacity to negotiate with Israel for some sort of a peace settlement. So if, like Mandela again, Marwan Barghouti as well as all other Palestinian prisoners are released now, it would set a roadmark or hallmark for peace negotiation with Israel. And as long as those prisoners are still imprisoned in Israeli jails, peace becomes very difficult to negotiate. So these are the characteristics of the leader, and therefore there's been a global movement calling for his freedom. And if you look at the campaign around Mandela's freedom, similarly it was an international campaign, and we're hoping that the campaign for the freedom of Marwan Barghouti would take on a similar sort of sentiment.
Yes, you speak about, you know, the underlying causes and the overall impact it will have, and as you outline, that it's not just a call for the peace prize for Barghouti, but also a clear signal of support for the realization of the Palestinian people's their right to self-determination.
Definitely, and I think Tutu has always been a proponent of peace, not only for the Palestinian people, but he's been a moral compass for the world. And in his statement, he makes a very clear, it's a very strongly worded letter, and he makes a very clear statement where he says that Barghouti and this nomination will constitute a clear signal of the support for the realization of the Palestinian people's inalienable rights, including the right to self-determination. So you can see here that this call comes in light not only of Barghouti himself as an individual, but for the broader Palestinian cause as well. Also important to note that this particular nomination has been backed up by various other people. We know that another fellow Nobel laureate, Adolfo Perez Esquivel, has also made a similar call. And if you look at Belgian parliamentarians recently, as well as the Tunisian quartet, have also supported this nomination.
Will this nomination put the spotlight back on Palestine and its call for freedom?
Definitely. I think in every small way, so you find, for example, people on Facebook highlighting the issue of Palestine, people on Twitter highlighting this issue, the BDS campaign, various other organizations in South Africa. This is just one way in which to highlight the Palestinian cause again, to highlight especially the particular problem of Palestinian prisoners. At the moment, there's about 7,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, many women, children. Recently, there's been numerous international cases that have been internationally recognized where children as young as 12, 15 are languishing in prison. So I think it highlights this particular issue, and it calls on people from across the world to support the freedom of Palestine itself as well as Palestinian prisoners.
How important is it that Barghouti and all Palestinian prisoners be released as an indication that Israel is willing to negotiate a peaceful settlement?
I think it's absolutely essential. If you look at the South African example, there were conditions laid out to before negotiations took place with the apartheid government. So one could say in the talks before talks itself, where Mandela was quietly liaising with his captors, those conditions were put forth, and only after the release of political prisoners or the major bulk of political prisoners did negotiations start taking place in South Africa. It is a prerequisite for peace. You cannot have the country's top leadership, and in this case, in the Palestinian case specifically, numerous members of parliament are currently serving time in Israel's jails. People who hold a lot of sway over the ground forces in Israel are currently in jail. And you cannot have these significant figures in prison, because then who will the Israelis then negotiate with if Palestinian leaders are in jail? So this particular point is absolutely essential. Palestinian political prisoners have to be released.
What role can Barghouti play in unifying the Palestinian people?
As I stated earlier, he's drafted what is called a prisoner's document from within prison. We know there's been quite a lot of factions within Palestinian politics itself, and Barghouti is seen as a very unifying figure. This particular document calls for peace amongst all of the Palestinian factions. It calls for working towards similar goals, towards the freedom from occupation, towards a common political direction. And currently, Barghouti is one of the few Palestinian leaders that holds mass-based support. So recent statistics show that he holds almost over 80% of Palestinian people's support. And there have been articles in the past, there's been similar sort of political analysis coming out currently that Barghouti could even win an election if he stands for president from within prison. So he can be a sitting president ruling from within prison itself. So he holds significant weight among the public in Palestine, and because of this, he seemed to be a unifying figure, especially amongst the two top political organizations in Palestine, which is Hamas and Fatah, as well as the numerous other organizations and liberation movements in that particular region.
We appreciate your time this morning on Radio Islam. Zakira, Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah wa alaikum assalam.